Ukulele. Shukulele. Ukulele, shukulele, Mr. and Ms. Ukulele, shmook, that's all they is.
Fess up, you were singing, weren't you? Arlo Guthrie at the Saturday Light Brigade, preceded by Joel Mabus and Ukulele, Shmookalele, from a great album called Ukulele Crimes. Hello to Larry and Vanessa. Thank you for your notes and thank you for being here with us this morning. Maybe you missed some of last week's features. Six talented teens shared details about a film, as well as a sculpture and painting, plus original writing. You can hear those features at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with hundreds of other highlights from past broadcasts. Stop by neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I will bring you your good morning coffee. Will you smile? If not now, then have a sip or two and maybe in a while.
I like that version of this. It's Seth Avitt at the Saturday Light Brigade with Greg Brown's Good Morning Coffee. The Sound Hound is back and he's going to join us in just a moment, having returned his cat costume from last week. He's going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, aren't you? Yes, he'll be here momentarily.
When they ask
A nice sound, don't they? That's Ferris and Jason Romero. Tell 'em You Were Gold, the song, or the album, that is. Tell 'em You Were Gold, the song, Souvenir. Soundhound is coming up. Don't forget, clocks and all sorts of other devices go back 1 hour tonight as we head back into standard time. Many of those do so automatically now. Probably the one that is most difficult is the one in your car. Possibly, maybe it's already the correct time because you weren't able to change it the last time around, so you'll be back normally again. That could be the reason. In any event, clocks go back 1 hour tonight, officially 2 a.m. Sunday morning. We will be changing a few items in our kitchen. They will, before we go to bed, we'll have them blinking 11:00 instead of their customary 12:00.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The November 2022 issue, available now in Chronicle's annual Reader's Choice Awards for Best of Northside Small Businesses. More information and Northside stories are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Look who's back. After fooling us last week in his cat costume, the Soundhound is here giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Let me see if I can get the sound away from him. Got it. Here is the sound that the Soundhound has brought along this week. Once again. 412-200-5975. That sound belongs to something, and if you can identify that sound, you'll have solved our Soundhound puzzle for today. Why not call with your guess? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thank you, Soundhound. Good boy. Can we hear the sound again? Thank you. Run along now. 412 200 5975. Good luck with our Soundhound puzzle. Here's Hugh Blumenfeld with a song for the season.
There's a warm wind blowing from the south, and though it's dead of winter, something crazy's blooming, and the smell of it reminds me of the smell on my body of a woman that I knew when I was too young to know. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. Well, they used to say that April was a sweet month, but now we know that she is cruel. In the city she gives nothing but a memory of promises she made us in wilder times and wilder places, where the city streets don't go. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. It's a fool's pearl that has no sorrow at its center, and it's fool's gold that breaks and does not bend, and the jeweled snows of winter melt in the gutter, and the long-lit nights of lazy sleeping threaten to be over, and I have not abandoned hope. Abandon's what I fear. And abandon seems to be just what I need. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. Let me fall in love before the spring. Let me fall in love before the warm comes. Let me fall in love before the spring comes.
That's Hugh Blumenfeld here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to update you with some of the guesses that have been coming in during our Soundhound puzzle. We have a few correct answers and a few guesses that are just wonderful. Here's the sound again. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. John and Carrick got the correct answer. So did Bill in Homer City. Well done, Bill. Bill knew it immediately. And Tegan has the correct answer, too. Well done. Tegan is in the North Hills, if memory serves. Mike Mars also has the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City has it also. Zach thought it might be a loon. You're on the right track. It's not a loon, but you're on the right track. Now, all sorts of folks are listening out in eastern Pennsylvania, including Caden, who thinks it's an elephant. I wish it were. It sort of sounds like an elephant. Annie thinks it's a monkey call. I could hear that. Matt says it's someone letting air out of a balloon. I could see that too, or hear that, I should say. And John, Annie's dad, says it's a kookaburra. Of all of those family guesses, kookaburra is the closest. Hello to Donald. Donald in Knox, Pennsylvania. How nice to hear from you, Donald. He thinks it might be a macaw. It's not a macaw, but you're on the right track. Fred says it's some kind of animal. You're right, Fred. He's in Crescent. Some kind of animal. A holler monkey. His cat freaked out at the sound. I'm sorry, Fred, and I'm sorry, kitty. You're on the right track, however. Linda says it's a turkey. It's not a turkey, but you're on the right track. Bob in Washington has it correct. And Drew says, is it NBC? And yes, it is NBC. John and Addie have a guess of a seagull. If I tell you it's NBC, I don't think I have my NBC chimes here anywhere, do I? Probably not. They used to be in this drawer. No, not there. Probably doesn't help for me to look. Ricky's shaking her head. They're at home, huh? She's nodding her head. 412-200-5975. We'll have the correct answer coming up in just a second. There's a few calls coming in that we want to grab beforehand. By the way, Bill, I think we've concluded together that we know it's an animal, and Bill used to raise this animal, which is how he happened to know the sound. And once again, here is the sound, if you missed it. 412-200-5975 is the number. And let me just double check some additional answers. Charlie has the correct answer as well. And I'm just checking to see if we've got a caller ready to join us on the air. And we do. It's Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A lot of great guesses. Can you imagine raising one of these, Bill, in Homer City? Raised this particular animal. That'd be a lot of fun.
It would be a lot of fun. I wouldn't imagine if you raised them, you raised just one. You probably have several, I would think.
Yes, right? A brood. Would it be a brood?
So, I think so. Multiply that sound by multiples of however many you have of these things. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can, because you hear them at the aviary. Sometimes even from where we are, it seems like their voices carry that far. They are loud creatures. And you knew the creature is who? What?
Well, the creature's a peacock.
It is a peacock. Well done.
Well, you know what? As soon as I heard that, I had a flashback.
How's that?
Well, because of the back in the day when you and Bill would do the remotes from over at the zoo.
Yes. The zoo and the aviary, yes.
And I would be running the board over at the radio station while you guys were on the air. So I'd be in the studio, and I would hear the sound in the background. And I'm like, what is that?
Well, we joked about that a lot. And way back when, before we were here in these wide open studios, the Saturday Light Brigade, we used to broadcast from everywhere. Three River Stadium, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, the National Aviary, and the Children's Museum. And it was at the National Aviary. I remember this so clearly. Everything was checked out, ready to go. We had scouted the location. Good old Mary Pam Sprague, Kilgore had us all set to go. The one thing we didn't really think about was how the birds might react at 6 o'clock in the morning when we began our broadcast.
I just remember I was like, what is that sound? It sounded like somebody was being murdered.
Well, the peacocks, it was uncanny. The peacocks were totally silent except when the microphones came on. Somehow they knew, and maybe the music calmed them down. But as soon as the microphones came on, you would suddenly, you know, hear that. It was almost like they knew it was time for them to talk. We turned the microphones off, and there was no peacock.
Do you think that maybe your speaking prompted them to make noise?
I could say.
You know, cause
I hope it was a joyful noise. But
well, sometimes if you're on the phone and you have you have a cat.
Yeah.
If you're on the phone and the cat's in the room and the cat then comes over because the cat thinks you're talking to the cat. So the cat's getting involved.
I can see that. Here's a cat question for you. By the way,
okay.
Let's see. Mick, is it? The Emlinton Rod and Gun, and by way of Pudge, he also came up with Peacock. And Don just called from Lamartine and thought it might be a toucan, which is oh so close. So I don't know where I read this, but the slow blink while directly looking into a cat's eyes is supposed to be a sign of love, affection, bonding. I'm not sure what. I think somebody mentioned this to me because George the cat always has been a little timid when you walk into a room. He kind of runs away. And I learned early on, if I'm not looking at him, he doesn't run away. And somebody said, try looking at him directly when he's calm, eye to eye, and blink and see if he blinks back. And he does, and Elroy does too, and it's taken a little while, and it's definitely a thing. I mean, I'm not just imagining it. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh yeah, I have. Actually, I have heard of that.
It's uncanny. Does your cat treat you like that?
Sometimes he does. You know, sometimes he'll be sitting on the floor and I'll look, you know, you know, they're always looking at you. Well, this cat's always looking at you like he's like I should be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Besides nothing. But
what are you up to?
Yeah, like what are you doing there? Why don't you do something? Like maybe go to the kitchen, open a can. but yeah, if you look at him, he's like if you're staring, if you blink, he'll blink back.
Yeah, it's amazing and a very nice little slow blink, as if yes, I love you now. Go feed me.
now make with the treat.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for calling with the fine peacock. And boy, I remember those loud birds too.
Oh, that as soon as I heard that, like my eyes, speaking of eyes, my eyes like popped open. Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Like
yeah, they were, you know, I often think Mary Pam, the late Mary Pam, who would support us during those remote broadcasts. I'm not sure I ever thanked her enough. I thanked her a lot, but she really did so much for us as we did those remotes, getting up early in the morning. We'd always insist on doing them with all the trimmings, and that meant turntables and sometimes audio players and all sorts of things. And I can remember the crowds we'd bring. And of course, thanks to you for being back there driving the bus all those times.
It was fun to do those things back in the day.
Yeah, now it's like every week is a remote now, it seems.
You don't see radio stations doing many remotes these days, I don't think.
Do you remember one we did from Market Square Saturday morning?
I do remember the one from Market Square.
Talk about peacocks. That one was, we had a lot of pigeons that made their home in Market Square. And a lot of folks up early walking around. That was an interesting sight.
It was. Market Square is a lot different now than it was then.
Indeed. All those
elevated planters are now gone. It's a very nice plaza now.
It is. And
there's a stage there. It's real nice.
I keep wanting to write a book remembering some of these things and embellishing on them a little bit. That would definitely be in the book.
Oh, absolutely. That was some good stuff down at Market Square, especially on a Saturday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bruce. Take care.
I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
And congratulations to you if you knew Peacock. Ricky was just on the phone. I'll report the conversation she had in just a moment. I think I've mentioned all of the correct answers. Dawn called back. Is this Dawn in Lambertine? Called back and said that his neighbor used to raise peacocks in Bill in Homer City. Also used to raise peacocks. I didn't know that was a thing. I had no idea that you could do that. Not that. Here's, would you look at this? Here's Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers. This is called Peacock Rag, this song. Congratulations if you came up with the peacock. Thank you, Soundhound. That is the Peacock Rag by Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers. Let me see if I have done this correctly here. I think I found a little treat. That was a medley of the use of the NBC chimes over the years. And that especially is for you, Drew, who designated his understanding the correct answer simply by saying peacock. Randy and Polly in Emlinton write that several years ago, a tame peacock escaped and was living with a flock of wild turkeys, and they would see it quite often. We think of the peacock as a very exotic bird, don't we? But there are a lot around western Pennsylvania. true diversity and acceptance of, right, Randy and Polly in Emlinton. And yes, John, Mary Pam passed away a while ago. She, I believe her title was operations manager at WYUP before she retired from WYUP. But John writes, she was skilled, efficient, and kind. And Mary Pam, I don't have the exact year, but she's been gone for a while now. I'll see if I can find that a great person. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
To the left and two steps to the right, and then you stand in the middle and you hang on tight. And come on down now, don't you lag and do that election you rag. Jump on that old bandwagon, here's what we're gonna do. Get down to the precinct captain's house this morning and scarf up some lame duck stew. Well, don't you cry, don't shed no tears. You know it only comes around every 4 years, and I'm your dark horse and you're my nag. That election you're at. Shake it to the east, shake it to the west. Hand me down my bulletproof vest. It's nobody's choice and it's anybody's guess. And do that election, there ain't no selection. And do that election, you're right.
Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade with a reminder to vote on Tuesday. I hope you're registered to vote, and you'll do so. And while we're talking about reminders, you probably know this, but it's time, that time of the year where we turn back the clock.
Turn back the clock, just turn back the clock, just turn back the clock.
We fall back into standard time. Beginning officially tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. So tonight, before you go to sleep, you're probably going to want to make that adjustment to every clock in your neighborhood. I missed a few messages that came in. Hello to Margaret and to Eric. Interesting, in our haiku, we were looking for ukulele. They both felt for sure we were looking for Honolulu. Also, hello to Julie. Thank you for checking in. And hello to the Miracle Elixir Sideshow.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Quick note, we want to thank Pittsburgh, or Kidsburg, I should say, Kidsburg, for its kind article about our open studio sessions at the Youth Media Center. There's an article in the current edition of Kidsburg, which you can find online at kidsburg.org. Hope you'll stop by to take a look at it. More information about Open Studios is at slbradio.org/openstudio. Are you ready? It's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. What one word naturally comes before bunch, bee, and buns? Bunch, bee, and buns. One word naturally comes before those three. Do you know what it is? If you do, let's hear from you. 412-200-5975. If you're yelling the answer at the radio right this very minute, why not phone us and you can yell it on the radio. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Of course, you can use 1-888-752-7234 as well.
Across the sea, gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss. I'm gone across the sea.
Got a name. can love one another. Live for each other from now on. Oh, it's so good I can hardly stand it. Never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I'd sing my never-ending song of love to you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now
one
on,
more time. Maybe not. That's Delaney and Body and Friends. And never-ending love for you. And the only did going across the sea. So much participation this morning. Thank you for playing along. We are looking for the one word that naturally comes before bunch, bee, and buns. With our alliteration, we could add bear to that. Bunch B, buns, and bear. There's a few other clues we could give you, too, like comb. Also, do. Oh, and moon is a clue as well. 412-200-5975. I'll share some correct answers with you, or some of the people that came up with the correct answers, in just a few moments. 412-200-5975 if you'd like to be a part of things. True, is that true? Is that where you are right now? True mentioned a town that incorporates our answer. Bruce came up with it, as did Charlie. And Mrs. Podge is also synonymous with the answer we're looking for, so says Mr. Podge. John and Economy got the correct answer, as did Drew, and Mike and Mars got it. Jen and Mark in Portersville, Pennsylvania, came up with it. So did Bob in Washington. Larry in Elwood City, who added pot as a clue. John and Addie in East Deer got it. Zach in Pittsburgh also got it. And Drew, thank you for your clarifying note about the places you were just mentioning. And Sean and Carrick got the correct answer. We'll give you just a few more moments if you would actually like to be the one who declares the answer on the air. 412-200-5975. Barbara in Oakmont also got the correct answer by way of Facebook. And I see that we have Beth K also with the correct answer by way of Facebook. And it looks like we've got the correct answer coming by way of the phone. Oh, good. It's Dawn who's calling this morning. Morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Did you figure this out immediately?
No, it took a little bit of gear spinning to get it to work.
It's hard. I know when that happens to me, it's that missing tooth that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Drew mentioned there's a town called Honeybrook, Pennsylvania. I don't know where that is.
I do not know that either.
He said you could honeymoon in Honeybrook, and I kind of stole your thunder there. But what's the
that's fine.
What's the answer? I should let you say it.
It's honey.
Miraculous things happen when you give the answer.
Yeah. Honey.
Honey it is. And that came to you very... I thought it came relatively quickly, so your gears are probably in better shape than you.
Yeah.
You think we had honeycomb, honey moon, honeysuckle would be another one. Honeydew of both kinds, the melon and the list of things that your honey asks you to do. Anything special happening? How do you think you might spend the extra hour that we get this weekend?
Probably sleeping, right?
Me too. Absolutely. What does it say about life when that's your goal for that extra hour?
It's time to retire.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, and actually now I try to think, when do I want that extra hour? Do I want it like between 2 and 3? Do I want it... you know, tomorrow, like before I go to bed, but it always seems to just go away.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. It's good to hear your voice. Another charge just to keep you going. Thank you. And a charge to you. If you knew that we were looking for the word honey. And thanks for a lot of the extra clues that we were given as possibilities for words that come after honey.
Honey, won't you please sing another song? Honey, won't you please be gone? Your sentimental shape there rattles through my bones. Honey, won't you, honey, please move your honey on. Take another turn. Mama, when you go home, learn. Trouble comes to everyone who dares to be a muse. Mama, won't you, mama, please spare your mama's blues. What you don't know never will hurt you. Don't you know that I used to pray like all the others on what you never will. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Sister, won't you show mercy for my deeds? Sister, won't you hear my pleas? Virtue takes a lover, and vice God only knows. Sister, won't you, sister, please let your sister go. You don't know, never will hurt you. Don't you know that I used to pray like all the others on what you never will. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still. Honey, won't you, honey, please hold that honey still.
Honey, honey. Honey, listen to my plea. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Oh, honey. Suck a rose when you're passing by. Flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Oh, honey. Sucker rose, I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. I don't need sugar. It's sweet enough when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your dainty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. You perfection, goodness knows. Oh, honey, sucker rolls. My cup, I don't need sugar. How sweet, stirred up when I'm taking sips from your daily lips. Seems a honey fairly drips. Your perfection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Louis Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the Milk Carton Kids before him with Honey, Honey. We will celebrate birthdays in just a moment. Today is November 5th, which is a special day. In England, it's Guy Fawkes Day. Guy Fawkes, in the year 1605, and 11 men following him, were looking for a way to return England to Catholicism, and King James had been sending Jesuits into exile. The conspirators plotted to kill the king and the members of Parliament by blowing up the Homes of Parliament on November 5th. They had amassed 36 barrels of gunpowder, placed the barrels under the Houses of Parliament. The plot was discovered on November 4th, 1605. They were arrested, tried, and convicted. Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the Houses of Parliament with 80 barrels of powder below poor old England to overthrow. But by God's providence, he was catched with darkened lantern and slow-burned match. Hello, boys, hello, boys. Ring bells ring. Hello, boys. God saved the king. The person who sent me this said that 400 plus years later, people are wondering if the holiday is in honor of foiling the attempt or the attempt itself. Guy Fawkes, I always think of those masks that got used sort of showing the smiling Guy Fawkes. If you happen to be from England, or if you've spent any time in the UK and can give us a sense of Guy Fawkes Day in actuality, I would love to hear your thoughts about that. I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask somebody about Guy Fawkes Day who might be a first-person source. You might be listening in the UK right now. We have a number of folks regularly tuning in. Happy birthday today, Guy Fawkes Day, to Grace of O'Hara Township. Happy birthday, Grace. Love, Mom and Dad. Grace is 12 today. Andrew, Mom Juanita, and the whole family wish you a happy birthday. Caden, happy birthday from Andy and Matt. Hi, Caden. Wow. It says here you're 5. We're so happy to wish you a happy birthday, Caden, from your whole family, Mom and Dad, and your grandpa's there today. Mary Jean also celebrates. Husband Mark wishes you a happy birthday there in Irwin. Rich of Poland, Ohio, celebrates on the 6th. Happy birthday to you, Rich, from your whole family. On the 7th, we have Elise of Dormont, Jim of Banksville, and Marla of Pleasant Hills. On the 8th, here's Henry of Mount Lebanon, Patrick of South Park, from Susan and son Michael. Ara Liana from the Grace family, Asa from your family, Tim of Forest Hills. On November 9th, we have Ron of Cumberland, Katrina of Donegal, Russ of McCandless, Kaylin of the North Hills, Jill of Shaler, Evan in McKeesport. These are all on the 9th. Jared from Grandma Ellen, Jacob in Greensburg, Lee in Washington, Michaela of Bethel Park. Happy anniversary to Bob and Betty in Glassport from their neighbor, Mike. Frankie Chuzano from Mom, Dad, Little Brother, Theo, Grandma, and Pap, Jim in Blackridge. Happy birthday to you from everybody mentioned and your entire family. And Otis! Happy birthday to you, Otis. Otis is in the North Hills. Drew and Tegan and Larkin are together with you. Otis's birthday is November 10th, as is Elizabeth Ann Irvin, daughter of Laura and Alan, Jim of Crafton Heights, born on his parents' anniversary. Also, happy birthday to David, and to Tom of New London Township. Finally, on Redundancy Day, 11-11, happy birthday to Karen of Valencia, Laurel of Bellevue, Andy of Forest Hills, Yora from Mom, Dad, and Finn, Mike.
Happy birthday to you.
From Judy and Alex and Zach, Eleanor of Highland Park, and Russ in Kang, North Carolina. He's from Kang. Happy birthday to you, Russ, from Sharon, your whole family, and from us. Russ sent us a picture of the birthday card he received. And it made it quite clear that the uniformed employees we deploy to hand-deliver Saturday Light Brigade birthday cards when we know your postal address do so efficiently and perfectly.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to... To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
You can always send us a birthday early Saturday morning, and we'll do our best to make sure we announce it on the day of your choice, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I got a little piece of me that I left here in this town. Every time I come back, I always have a little look around. Yeah, that little old chunk, a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Got a little piece of me I left here in this town. I've been coming here since 1971. I didn't get a lot of sleep back then, but I sure had fun. Oh, half a century come and gone, how much longer can this go on? I'm immortal, maybe for today. Oh, yes, I laugh, but certainly I have cried. And my future's been subsumed by my past. Every time I come back here, it might be my last time here. One of these days I'll be gone, all that will be left is the song. My future's been subsumed. Strewn around the globe. But there's not much left, I'm lightening up my love. I leave a dollop here and a particle there, and I'm strip-teased down to my underwear. Hey, I got pieces of me strewn around the globe. And there's a dog that's barking in the room next door, as if to remind me. I'm wondering where that piece might be.
Loudon Wainwright the Third, with one we just added to our library called A Little Piece of Me. You might know that Loudon is in Pittsburgh. He'll be at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater tonight, November 5th. 2022. That's a good song. I was